Blog Talk Radio.
Underground Players is in the house.
I pledge allegiance to this game that we pimps display across America. And to the daily payment which we demand from our hoes and suckers searching for games, a whole nation wondering how the fuck we do it. Taking liberty, fucking justice, and straight lace with no chase pimping, y'all.
Hey, you guys, what is up? I'm telling you, we got some shit to talk about. Ooh, wait a minute. We got some shit to talk about today. Called a partner of mine passed. And this motherfucker had a lot to do with me getting game. Not pimp game, just street game. And I was thinking about that motherfucker, and it just made me think. I got up this morning and wrote this shit. Who do you owe? I ain't talking about money. You might owe a gang of motherfuckers some money. I ain't talking about that shit. I'm talking about who do you owe for you having the outlook on life that you have. I mean, some of you guys' outlook is fucked up, so it's like, who you want to pay back for making you think like this? But nah, I just want to know, who do you owe? I don't know if you guys realize, but there is someone out there that you owe. I mean, you may not owe them money, but you owe them just a little more respect than you've been given. I owe that respect to Mr. Fuller, who taught me pool back in the day. And pool, just as in life, the object is to play position, not to move or the shot. You got to pay respect to the ones who helped you see the move. What I'm saying is, just a minute ago, I kind of said not the shot. I should have said, you got to play the shot. You got to play the move, not the shot. But anyway, what I'm saying is, whoever helped you to live your life to where you can see the move, see, you got to thank that motherfucker. I remember when I was really out there searching, Joe Bazile, Pat Bazile, oh man, Jerry, man, all them motherfuckers used to say shit to me that I wasn't up on, but I was hearing it. And mostly I learned that people that play the shot only get to make that shot. Then they fucking got to look for another shot. But the people who play the move, which the move involves using the shot, you're going to use the shot to get the cue ball in position for your next shot. Now think about life. Life is the same way. You say this, that, and the other, the baby, that got to be putting you in position to get this, that, and the other done. Once this, that, and the other is done, you have to say something else progressive that's going to get something else done, and this is how you live. It's not lying. It's not playing. It ain't none of that. It's living. Because you have to prepare. Now, people in life who are used to playing the move to position themselves for the next move and the next move, do they have smoother transitions, you know, from move to move? Just as a person who used the shot to get the cue ball in position for the next shot will always come out the winner in any game. The object is to put yourself in position to win. Now, I'm saying all this because what I want to talk about. You got to understand why I'm talking about it. Because what I'm talking about requires you to be thinking at all times. Because we're not playing pool. You think pool shit when you're playing pool. So we talking about life. And we do that 24/7. So we got to always be thinking. You have to, well, not be like me, but this is my problem. I can't sleep because it's hard for me to shut down. 216, I hear you, bro. What's up?
You mentioned pool. I was going to ask a question. I'll be playing pool. I'm getting better. What are some tips you can give me? Because the dudes I'm playing with, they use English and shit like that.
They be what?
They be using English, you know, putting it for like the cue ball,
they
the other ball,
and they be using English. I know what you're talking about. So you got to practice English. Take the cue ball, put it on the spot, aim at the middle dot at the top, and then put the left hand high English on it and make it come down to the left hand back pocket. Do the same thing to the right pocket. Do the same thing to the cue, to the side pocket, to the other side pocket. That's showing you how to use spin to the right or left. And draw back the same way, right or left, low, going to take you that way. If you go low right, when it spin hit the rail, it's going to spin to the left. You got to know all that shit. If you want to shoot a bank, you measure the bank visually in your mind, but then you put whatever English on it, low English, you got to go less than half as far as the angle. High English, you got to go less than half. Low English, you got to go lower than half. Otherwise, the spin on the cue ball is going to make the object ball hit the rail and take a certain spin. And you practice all that shit, bro. That's how you get better. You don't never okay. just, hey, you never just shoot. You always want the cue ball to do, after it make contact with the object ball, you want the cue ball to do what you want it to do. If you wanted to make contact and go straight up to the rail and hit the rail and spin to the right, you got to put that English on it. But you got to be thinking that. Feel
okay.
me?
Yep, I feel you. Good looking.
You know it. So look, you guys, my thing, you know, it ain't pool. Although now one of you want to fade me in pool. My thing is to be thinking. And that is a tiresome fucking job because you're always doing it. When bitches get in my car, I got to remind myself to turn on the radio because I ride my shit very low. It's on. Because I'm thinking all the time that shit occupies my goddamn mind. Fucks me up. But let me tell you something. Because of that, I could be dressed down. Not even really getting a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Probably have on some slippers, you know, and run into a bitch. Shit, I got on a three-piece suit, some jewels, and all kind of goddamn shit as far as where I'm coming from. That's because I'm thinking. Some of you motherfuckers are getting it. And I'm not lying. I'm not just saying that. Some of you are getting it because I'm hearing more and more information that you guys kicking it at me. That's confirming that you're utilizing the game that we speak. Not all of you talking about. But don't you want to be different? So once you learn whatever you learn, use that shit. That'll make you different. To me, everything is about winning. You guys are getting that women who ignored you before. But they're starting to respond to you. Well, at least I'm getting shit telling me that. But they're only doing that because your motherfucking ass is knowing how to step to them. They ain't no step to you. I mean, excuse me. They ain't no respond to you if you ain't stepping to them right. If you ain't strong, if you weak, you think it's all right if I speak to you? Nigga, no. shit. See, now you guys got to understand the rest of you need to get it. You need to catch up with the fellas who are on track. And we can all take it to the next level. I'm telling you, I ain't saying you can't get it from me without paying. It's just going to take so fucking long. Been to me for some years. And slowly but surely, they're getting it. Motherfucker come to SWU, they're getting it in 3 months. But it's cool. I don't care how you get it as long as you get it. What I'm saying is, you got to make her wait, not you. But you can tell when them women notice your change. Because they give you action. That's what's happening, fellas. You doing shit right. That same bitch that ignored you because you was doing shit wrong is seeing you doing shit right. She said, maybe I listen to this motherfucker. And you just happen to walk up to her and you sound a little more confident and you acting a little more like you trust yourself. Man, baby, don't say shit. This nigga didn't change. And you go ahead and ask. See, instead of jumping right on it, you got to know how to play. Baby jumping right on it and you see it, you got to act like she didn't blew it. You blew your chance when you actually had the action, baby. You know, I remember when I got at you, woo-woo-woo, and you was like that, woo-woo. So, yeah, and all your teeth should be showing while you talk to smile. You know, baby, you know shit. And then you just let her know, I ain't got time. You know what I'm saying, baby? You don't say, God damn! And don't forget, you guys, compliment your successes. Because when you do that, when you say that shit, to baby shit, you blew your chance, woo-woo. And you turn around and walk off. While you walking off, compliment yourself. Because with that nigga, you just stepped on it just then. God damn. And while you walking off, you gonna see another bitch and it's gonna just roll off on her. All this confidence. Why? You gotta fuck a bitch. Bitch, please. I wish I would care you ain't giving me no action. You guys should be getting tired of guys talking about how these dudes be, you know, lying to women, saying this or that. I mean, I don't really follow that shit, so I can't name the shit like Dean. See, Dean can name all that shit because, you know, he don't follow the shit. He just know that shit because that's what he be kicking about. Now, he don't kick it about that shit. He be kicking about the weakness that shit brings about. Me, I be talking about something totally different. So we don't have the same conversation, but we the same kind of motherfuckers. So the point I'm trying to make to you is, don't get me wrong. Most of you are lying to women, and I don't know, maybe you need to, but most of them motherfuckers lying to you. I mean, I understand. The fact of the matter is, you motherfuckers who claim you are real weren't so far off from the truth. If you wasn't so far from the goddamn truth, bitches would recognize you. They would recognize the real in you. Like some of these dudes are starting to tell me, man, I tried to get it, baby, and she would not fuck with me. But man, the other day she came up and she gave me her number. All I'm saying is, you know, you out, you changing, and let's say you spoke to this bitch, and she, not the one that we talking about, some other bitch. Then she liked what the fuck he was talking about, but that bitch happened to be this bitch friend. And they see you. The bitch that liked what you was saying, they'll say, man, that nigga, that kind of fly. And the bitch that didn't, you know, actually going to be sitting there saying, what you talking about? Well, shit, I've been talking to that nigga off and on, and the shit is actually slick. What the fuck he's saying? He know where he going. 916, what's up?
Hey, bud, how's it going?
Juan, what's happening?
Not much. I just saw your thing that says,
I recognize that voice.
I saw your topic, man. It says, who do you owe? I owe you putting my eyes from SW to where I owe me. I owe me a long time because I always doubted myself and didn't trust my thoughts. So I owe me now. I owe myself a lot of debt to where all the times I should have believed in me, I didn't.
Okay, well, Juan, let me ask you this, man.
Go ahead.
I'm glad you're thankful and all that. But where is this taking you? Because I think you've called in before, and it wasn't about this, but you said basically the same thing. SW opened your eyes, woo, woo, woo. And, you know, I see the difference in you, but I want people to know what you're talking about. What happened?
Well, I always thought I owed somebody else. And the problem is I always had the answer and I always had the solution, but I never trusted myself. I always had to ask somebody else. I felt that I owed them, but it wasn't until I really, really, really took an SW and let myself go to where I always had the answers in me. I just didn't trust myself. And so I say what your thing says, who do you owe? I owe me now. I owe myself an apology because all this time, years and years, I had the answers and I had the confidence in me, but I just didn't trust myself.
Well, okay, I'm going to accept that. But you know what I think, man? I think.
What do you think?
And I don't want you to expose anything that we talked about. I just want you to remember when we talked, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, but I think, man, you know, a lot of people don't deal with trauma good, man. And I think that shit was holding you back until you opened up and we kicked it. You know, and I said, man, if you want to remember that shit and let that shit handle whatever I said, and you didn't. You didn't want that. But that's what was happening. Handling that allowed you to see everything. Because that's when you, to me, that's when you started changing. That's when you started tackling shit. Do you think I'm right or what?
Yeah, stop right there. Yes, you are right. And the problem is I let it grow. And I didn't realize how bad I let it grow.
Yes.
Or grown.
Yes, bro. I'm telling you, man. That's why you got to trust who you fucking with. And you
and
had
then,
full,
hold
you
on,
had
hold on,
full
professor.
Trust
hold
in
on,
me, man.
Hold on. And, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
No, and the fact that I was bringing this shit, man. You say it somewhere. I'm not going to say where because I don't want to give up that game. But you said it, and I'm like, I heard it over and over, dude, you know, since you first came out with it. And it wasn't until that semester, I'm like, damn, bud, it hit me hard when I saw that. And once I let that go, man, even my classmates were just like, damn, Juan, you're different now. I can feel it in you. And you're right.
Juan,
not that you're never wrong, but
Juan,
now I felt you.
Juan, don't overanalyze this, man, but believe me. It was one thing, and it was getting that traumatic experience off of you, period. That shit was killing you, and opening up and it not getting whatever reaction you thought you would get, which is why you was, you know, keeping it closed in, freed you, man. It freed you. It freed you. One, you became a different motherfucker, man. That's why me and you cool. You ain't scared to change.
I always love you for that, man.
Hey, you ain't scared to change. You just didn't know how. And we discovered it together, bro. That's what it's about.
It's just the beginning. Like you say, I still got more to do.
Hey, stay down, man. Hey, 216, what's going on?
But the topic of the show is who do you owe? And I called in. I can't believe I forgot to say, but I owe you a lot, bud.
Me?
Man, I owe you a whole... Yeah, you. I owe a lot, man. You know, I bought your confidence course, of course. You know what I'm saying? That just... I don't know if people understand. It's not like anything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm expecting it's okay a bunch of game, but you start off... I ain't going to say how you start off, but the whole mind frame, like, that shit is real philosophical, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it changes your whole outlook. So I ain't going to get all deep and sentimental, man, but I owe you a lot. You know, now I listen to Shante. I think, you know, Andre Taylor got something going on. But before all that shit, it was just you.
Right.
Before all that shit, it was just you, man. And so, yeah, I called about pool and taking shots. And, you know what I'm saying? And I got gang-related questions and shit. But I got to just – I'm going to let you go on to your topic points. I mean, I got to give you props, man. I owe you a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot, bro.
Hey, listen to me, brother. I really appreciate that, but you just made me think of something that I wasn't thinking about when I wrote this shit. I was thinking about who I owe, you know, Mr. Fuller, Joe Bazile, Joe and Pat Bazile, you know, One-Eyed Duty, a junkie motherfucking Bones Alvarado. After Mr. Fuller taught me pool, Bones showed me how to use what I know, because this motherfucker was a junkie, be leaning on his stick nodding. And when you wouldn't, Bones, come on, man. No matter where the ball is, that motherfucker making it. He was that fucking good. I swear to God he was. The balls could be snug to the rail on in the end. And you can't even get on the cue ball. That motherfucker tell you what he's going to do with the cue ball. And he would do it, and then he damn near be nodding while he's shooting. So,
hey, real quick before you go, when I was in prison, there was this dude. He taught me how to play pool. He had a bad leg, and so when he walked around the table, he'll be sliding his leg. But that motherfucker was cold, and he taught me how to play. He taught me how to play dirty. I don't know. Do you play dirty, or you don't play dirty?
Nah, I don't be doing that shit, man, but I can play any motherfucking game. One pocket, motherfucking nine ball, six ball, eight ball, motherfucking bank, any fucking game on the pool table, I got it, because Mr. Fuller taught me about a pool ball. Mr. Fuller, the first motherfucker to teach me about pool, he said, because I asked him, and he kept saying no. And then one time he said, you want me to teach you, boy? And he put the cue ball on the table and said, and he told me what to do with it. So, and I couldn't do it. And he said, when you learn how to control that ball right there, you know, then I will teach you. And for, I'll say a month, all I played with was a cue ball. I could go three rails from behind the spot and end up on the spot. Because you got to know how to control the cue ball. You got to know, I'm telling you, bro, you go from behind the spot. You come over to this side, up to the right side, you shoot towards the left corner in the right way, it's going to come off that angle, it's going to hit this rail, and then it's going to hit this rail, and go back to the spot. But you got to know that, and you got to know the pressure to put on your stroke. Mr. Fuller taught me all that shit before he taught me how to shoot. I'm serious. Game is a motherfucker, man. And like this dude Bones, I was dealing heroin, and I used to sell him heroin. And sometimes he wanted, you know, he ain't had his. Well, man, you got to show me some shit, and you got to show me some real shit, or I ain't getting your shit. This motherfucker would pull out all stops so he can get this shit. He would show me, and I didn't think he knew shit. Because his older brother Cooney, I mean Duty, no Duty was Duty Cooney, yeah Coon, Coop Nanny, I mean, and we used to call him Coon. That nigga could play, and I used to, you know, think he was good, but he wasn't that good. And I, you know, Bones a junkie, and I know him through his brother. I didn't really think he was shit until we was playing for some money. And that motherfucker, I woke him up 2 or 3 times, and then I decided to let his ass stay asleep until he wake up, because Bones was shooting my lights out. But I didn't think he was that good. If I would have looked at what I thought, I would have missed all the game I got from him. You can't tell what you're going to get from whoever you're listening to because of the way they look.
Right.
I'm just saying, bro, this is some real shit we're talking about. Hey, Juan and you. Well, Juan probably already got this shit because he supports me. But your motherfucking ass, make sure you hit my goddamn email, askrosebud@gmail.com. and I got motherfucking part one of my audio book. 6 hours of period over. I'm going to put on your motherfucking ass.
Good looking, bud, for sure. I will.
You know it. Be cool. Both of y'all.
You too.
So you got, you got another question?
No, I said I'll take part two. I already got part one.
I got you, Juan. I got
okay,
you.
Bud. Have a good one.
You know it. Hey, you guys. So, don't get me wrong, man. I know women be lying. You know, how could they really tell you the truth? When every single one of you motherfuckers, whoever you are, have a job or not, and you claim to be rappers. Or are you a musician? Not a musician. What do you call the motherfucker? A producer. Where are the dudes who only are whatever they are? Carpenter, pimp, fucking journeyman, welder. I mean, where are those dudes who have good jobs and simply want a woman? Because what I'm saying is the regular slick motherfuckers who hustle all day and just want to chill at the end of the day, where are they? Because I'm saying everybody can't be no motherfucking rapper. Everybody ain't no be on center stage. So when this woman hear you saying that shit, she know you a dreamer. Because not that if it would have happened, it would already happen. But in reality, if it's going to happen, it would already happen. Ain't nobody going to be 30 years old talking about what he's going to do. Now, shit did change because I didn't start SWU till I was probably in my 50s. So don't get me wrong. I ain't saying you can't roll. I'm just saying. You motherfuckers that claim shit and don't really do shit is why these women be lying to you. See, it should be obvious that you and the suckers are saying the same shit. You're saying and doing the same thing. Now, how could that be if you real about yours? This sucker is lying. I'm just saying. When any sucker spit any kind of shit, pimp shit, slick shit, whatever, any of this shit to the bitch, she most likely in her mind is roasting me because she can tell he's lying. But he can't tell she knows, which is the biggest mistake you can make, because now they think they can play you. That's why whenever you see a motherfucking broad thinking anything that you think she thinking, you supposed to look at girl, you think of woo-woo-woo, but watch and see and say, damn, how do you know that? Just watch and see. Tune in. Not out. Tune in. What I'm saying is she can tell because I'm talking about if she spoke with a motherfucker like me 5 years ago, she gonna fucking remember it. She gonna be able to tell because even if she didn't like me, I had been, you know, I spit at her real. And baby probably was scared. Or she didn't like me. But you see, I didn't give a fuck. And I was gone. And she knew she was just one bitch among many that told me no. Shit. And then she's going to remember the conversation that we had as if it was yesterday. Even though it was 5 years ago. I ain't going to remember talking to her. 765, what's up, brother? Hey, wait, stop. Get off of that microphone bullshit so I can hear you.
Yo, what's up, man?
Come on.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. And then what is that background shit, bro?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, man? I'm just calling it.
And you've been calling me. You want to ask me?
Yes, yeah, I'll just make sure the kids you hear me good.
I keep responding to you, man, and you acting like you don't hear me.
Yeah, I was calling in your show, man, telling I appreciate what you're doing, man. I've been watching the show for a look.
Okay,
hello?
Man. Yeah. Bro, I can't fuck you. Man, you know, you guys don't know how y'all sound. See, dudes sound like that when he be talking to frogs. Man. Shit. See, when a motherfucker remember your conversation, what is that saying? Even if it was years ago, what is that saying about your conversation when you spit it abroad and she can tell you real? And on the same token, what does it say about your conversation when you spit it and she can't tell you real? She can't tell if you real on one of them fakes. You gotta see little shit like this. This little shit is why you will never make it until you listen and stop watering down what you hear. Once you're away to catch any loose woman is a spit on her after she's been considered giving one of you motherfuckers some play. Now what I was, you know, getting ready to tell you early, man, never mind. This is why I kind of hate to have to take these calls, because it interrupts me. I had a whole bunch of shit I wanted to say about something in particular. And I didn't forget it, but the main thing I wanted to say, I did forget. So that started it off, and I don't fucking want to use it, because that opening statement was going to be dope. The thing that you guys got to look, the way you got to play, is when you show up, no matter when it is, 5 years later, you can have her. As long as you ain't tripping on nothing about yesterday. This is the value of being real with the game. The game lets you know, fuck yesterday, because today and tomorrow is what you're living for. Because yesterday is gone, can't do nothing about it. I fucked up. If you look like suckers, you say what suckers say, and you do what suckers do, why shouldn't a motherfucking bitch think you is anything but a sucker? Which means she's going to lie to you. Which means she's going to tell you this, that, and the other, whatever that you know is bullshit and you ain't going to call her on it. You know the old saying, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, must be a motherfucking duck. Because it makes sense to me that if you can't differentiate yourself from suckers, why should she be able to differentiate it? You guys got to get some game. You got to understand that what I'm doing, I'm trying to give it to you. Getting it this way, and you got 6 years or 7 years to listen to me, cool. You're going to get it. But these motherfuckers want it now. You know you motherfucking instantaneous gratification motherfuckers. You want the shit now. That means you got to come to Sidewalk University. Let me break this shit down so you can see it was in you all the time. You just didn't know it. I'm just saying. All you motherfuckers be doing is fattening the frog for a snake. And I'm a snake, a hungry-ass viper. You know, on another subject, I've been talking about man stuff. You know, shit that men are supposed to think. Supposed to think. I don't think that shit will ever get old. I really don't. It will never get old. It's always as fresh as the motherfucker listening to it. But the man stuff that we talk about is very important. And some of it, you have to recycle it over and over and over in your mind. And if you do that, the better off your dating life will be. So what I'm saying is you got to listen to my videos, but more than anyone, you have to listen to yourself. And after you've understood what you want and who you are, you just have to be sure that you're filling your mind with the right stuff to listen to. So, it doesn't have to be political, because I ain't political. Although I got, you know, my views. I just wonder, you know what? I really wonder this. If any of you motherfuckers know how many billionaires are in the United States. $1 billion is 1,000 millions. There's over like 500 of them in this country, probably more than that. Their money adds up to probably more than all the people working in this country. Now, what's important about that? Well, one group, you know, they're either Democrat, Independent, or Republican. But while one group is talking about spending on programs, the other group is talking about giving breaks to people who don't need it. And then you got the third group talking about whatever the fuck they're talking about. You know what? It still ain't going to matter. I mean, I ain't saying don't be involved. I'm just saying it don't matter what we think, because them motherfuckers are white and they going to be looking out for their goddamn selves. I don't give a fuck. That's why none of them motherfuckers pay taxes. Any Democrat, Independent, or motherfucking millionaire, I mean a Republican, that's millionaires or more, don't pay taxes. Because they got all the fucking loopholes that money gets you to have. You and I will never see the benefit of our vote. Never. 313, what's up? I just saw you come on.
What's up, bud? This is Ryan Greer. How you doing today?
I'm good, man.
I'm good, too, as well. My question is, during the time of segregation, why is it that black folk didn't want to build or update their own establishments instead of integrating with the white folks?
Well, bro, if you got to understand some shit, let's say this is my fucking city. Or state, and I'm a white man, and I got it going the way slave owners had it going, and then this fucking law come in that I can't be this way no more. All my friends, when we get to be at the bar, we talking about this shit, and some of us is getting pissed off, but we ain't doing shit. Then we see this nigga motherfucking buy a store. He's trying to live like he living or I'm living. Now this is too much. Them fucking niggas, look, man, and they go burn it down. I'm saying multiply that by how many times that shit can happen, and you'll see motherfuckers, unless it was a certain way or done, not to plead secularism, but you just was lucky, niggas knew that you inviting trouble to your community if you start showing too much progress, because if Peckwood's coming and burning the motherfucking shit down, they finna come and kill everybody in the community because you got some stores. All you trying to do is help your community support itself. And the Peckwood talking about, man, them motherfucking heathens don't need that shit. They need to come to my store. And they gonna burn your shit down. So niggas had to be on the down low about everything. That's why we, you know, did so much slick shit. That's why we got so many ways to be criminals. Because if you do shit,
right,
Peckerwood is going to find a way to make you not be able to do it. I mean, that's just the way it is, bro. You got to be an old nigga like me to know this shit, man.
Yeah,
hey, listen, check this out. Do you know why the black man has always been labeled as a derelict dad?
No, I don't.
Listen, bro, welfare. When welfare started in the 60s, it was for women that had children and the father wasn't there for whatever reason. But once welfare became a tool that a motherfucker can use, they started making all these stipulations. Well, look, if you get in welfare, can't no man live with you. Well, okay. That's I can deal with that because the bitch gonna let the nigga come over there anyway. But what I'm saying, they used to surprise visit you. And they do an inspection. And if they seen two toothbrushes, or any man's clothing, they was cutting your shit off. So what did that do? That made every nigga not have shit in his bitch's house because he needed it. She needed the welfare. He needed it. And what did that say? That became a statistic. There's never a man in the house. They don't say if a man in the house, we ain't getting him no money. That's just the way it works. And you got to know that or you're going to be sucker for it. Every nigga, I mean, damn near every nigga, not every nigga, damn near every nigga want to be ward cleaver, leave it to Beaver's daddy. But you can't be because these peckerwoods make it too hard, especially back then, bro. You got to think about that, man. Back then, nothing you're experiencing could have a possibility of happening. I'm talking about going to buy some cigarettes in the store, pulling your fucking car over wherever the fuck you want to pull over, going in the goddamn store and buying some gum. None of that shit would have happened. You can't do it because you're a nigga. And if you're a man, that's where the threat come from, because the motherfuckers always want to make the black man wrong. Even if he is wrong, I'm saying most of the time he is. But a lot of the times he's not, but he's black. So we as a race start taking this shit as a whole. This is how we get treated. This is how we got to be. Period. You feel me?
Yes, sir. It better explain like the Tulsa massacre in Oklahoma when they did that. Give me a better understanding.
Hey, you remember them black cities that got burnt to the ground? Them motherfuckers, they thought they had the right to do that because niggas ain't supposed to have shit.
Mm.
And we had to live with that shit back then, man. Motherfucker really thinking that. And you really having to live under that bullshit. Man. I'm telling you, bro, you guys do not know what's going on. Although I ain't mad at you because you didn't have to experience it. You know, when I was coming up, my mom and daddy talking that slavery shit. I ain't no goddamn slave. You know, I don't want to hear that bullshit. You know, I didn't say that to them, but that's what I was thinking. Just like that's what y'all thinking, man. That bullshit, man. I didn't live through that shit. But I'm telling you, bro, right. It's true. It's true, bro. It's true. It's true, motherfuckers. It's true. You heard of that Tuskegee fucking experiment that gave niggas VD. Didn't tell them. Experiment to see what the fuck would happen. The nigga going to the doctor for some kind of regular checkup, and they give him VD. Don't tell him. Let him go through whatever goddamn sex life he has with this fucked up shit. And they did it for a test. That's why motherfuckers are scared to take the vaccine. But see, you don't have to be scared to take the vaccine because too many peckerwoods has been on TV taking it. Period. So what I'm saying is any of that other shit, conspiracy bullshit, they might be doing this, might be doing that. That's because of those tests that they didn't find out about that was done in secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
Experiments that was done in secrecy, not done on the population. Could have been done on niggas, could have been done on Mexicans. But it was that kind of shit you got to watch out for. When they start doing whatever with Peckinpah, you better believe that shit is all right. I got my shot. And when they start talking about getting the third one, I'm getting that one too. I'm trying to beg my daughter to get one because this shit is serious. And it's going to be going on until you and every other motherfucker that had that shot. And you just got to believe that. I know I ain't going to tell you niggas some shit that I don't believe. I believe that motherfucking shit. Listen, I think Hillary or Biden is a crook just like Donald Trump and Bush is a crook, which only proves that both sides are crooks. So as far as us as black people, which one is better? See, a crook is a crook, and what a crook, wait a minute, a crook is a crook. And what crook would you allow around your valuables?
Mm.
I'm just saying, man, you got to listen to my shows. You got to listen to Dean. You got to listen to Tay. You know, but more than anyone, you got to listen to your motherfucking self.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be sure you know, thinking correctly. Because it don't matter who wins the election. I mean, that's a trophy to put on a motherfucker's mantle. If this side wins, this will happen for the rich. If that side wins, this will happen for the rich. It all boils down to which rich side you want to win, because neither of them is going to be doing shit for me or you. Everything is about cost of living. And it gets the cost of living increase, except workers. Come on, man. Gas get the cost of living increase. Houses, bread. Why motherfuckers at work don't get the cost of living increase as regularly as shit go up?
Mm.
I'm just saying, man.
And you know what, bud?
What?
Would it be more like, that's more like we got to focus on classism than the racism?
Well, I mean, if you want to use words to, you know, separate what you think is fine, I don't. It's all one thing, fucked up.
Right.
Classes, you know, the caste system, racism, all of that shit is fucked up. It does not matter. And when you say a particular word, that just puts you on whatever side, man. It's all fucked up, period, because you can't trust now one of them motherfuckers. Because they all are lying. I'll bet the politicians didn't lose any insurance or wages in this pandemic.
Mm.
I bet none of them motherfucking houses was affected. I'm just saying. They don't even
get shit done.
I'm just saying, man. They don't even get shit done. And we... My shit ain't fucked up, but most people's shit is. Man,
mm-hmm.
How could I keep a job if I didn't get what was necessary and needed done? I couldn't keep that job. But we sure let them politicians keep the job, even when they say we're not doing shit. See, I couldn't do that. Why do they keep their jobs when after 3 or 4 motherfucking years of their disservice, nothing is done? Shit, it's because we blind to politics. Each one of us think we know, which is what the politicians want us to think. Because they know damn well you don't know shit. But as long as you think you know, you're putty in their fucking hands. That's what they think, and I kid you not. I'm serious. Back in the day, I had Muhammad Ali's niece. I was rolling like gangbusters when I caught this little bro, high yellow bro, and she had a birthmark. You know, like the dog spot or whatever, got the motherfucking patch, dark patch over her whole eye.
Yeah, I got one.
You kidding?
Not one on my eye, but on my arm.
Well, yeah, well, she
like
she,
the birthmark.
She had it all over her eye. And now it looked like a patch, but I'm telling you, she was fine. Now her like I say, her eyelid down to her, like the bottom was dark, and she was, you know, wanting to fuck with me, and I had had her a few days, and she, you know, spent her out a couple of times, and looked like she was gonna be a good hoe, but she kept telling me about Muhammad Ali. She's scared to be out there. Because his goons, woo-woo, all this old shit. But that shit was going in one ear and out the other. I didn't even believe she was Muhammad Ali's niece. Now, one night I was with this bitch at her hotel, and there was a knock at the door. I said, bitch, I thought I'd tell you, if I'm having chicks come over here, when you know I'm in here. And just so, you know, the bitch get up to go tell the motherfucker to go on or whatever. And there was some goons. Some Fruit of Islam goons, they bust in there, and they looked at me and said, he want his niece, and we advise you to give her up. I looked at them big old Fruit of Islam motherfuckers, and I'm telling you, I had it to her too quickly. I said, man, I'm leaving, and you can take this bra. But if she comes back to me, man, I'm telling you, I'm pimping on her ass, and I push past her. I was scared to death. When I got out that dumb nigga, I rushed to that Rolls Royce. Get out of here. Mm. Shit. What I'm saying is you never know what's going to happen, but you better know how to play it. Because if you don't play it right, now, what if I got to telling them motherfuckers, man, fuck y'all, man. I ain't no Muslim, you know, and I'm keeping this bitch. This bitch, they done beat my mother. Man, I ain't going down like that. Because I told the bitch, if you want to fuck with me, get back at me. As I was leaving, fuck these motherfuckers, man, but I ain't finna push up on a big old motherfucker, man. Hey, man, I've been kicking with you, man, but you know what? I got to get on with what I'm doing. Thank you.
Hey,
check game, though. I never saw that hoe again, by the way. But I tell you, that was the closest I ever came to getting punked off. If I would not have made the move to allow them to take the bitch, them fools would have probably mopped the floor with my fucking ass. I'm just thankful I live by the principles that I'm trying to give you motherfuckers to live by. You know, I'm on my ABPs at all times. I always be praying. But a lot of you, you know, don't understand the principle of chivalry. When you are expressing chivalry, you playing like a motherfucker. You ain't kissing no bitch ass. God, you guys don't know or understand how to use chivalry. Chivalry, just like your appearance, is a tool. It's a tool to use in this pursuit of what you want from women. I'm telling you, it's cool to take her coat. It's cool to open the door for the bitch. It's cool to pull the chair out for her. Man, I don't give a fuck what people think when I do it. I give a fuck what impression I'm leaving on the bitch that I'm doing it for. And you just don't understand. The principle of chivalry has to be understood or it won't work for you. When I was a young motherfucker, a kid, me and my brother was fortunate enough to be trained by Archie Moore. He was the light heavyweight champion of the world. They used to call him the Mongoose. Because I forget who they used to call the Snake. I think it was Floyd Patterson. But R.C. Moe beat him. You know, only motherfucker to beat Snake is the Mongoose. But he was like Ali. And he wanted to give back to the communities that supported him. He started a club in the Crest called the ABC Club, Any Boy Can. And he taught us the principles of boxing and how it would make us better men. And he started training us. My brother and I was the fastest in the group. But Archie Moore was blind because he chose my brother to be the leader and passed right over me. And I was older than my brother, so something was wrong with Archie Moore, but I didn't say that. Anyway, Archie Moore was a real brother until this day. When I beat someone's ass on the pool table, I call the motherfucker kind, sir. Because that's what Archie Moore used to say to us when he was kicking our ass on his table. Because what got me interested in pool was playing pool at Archie Moore's club. He had a pool table there. And he would play it. And I was kind of good then, but not really. Because he would have that little cap on, and he'd be walking around saying, I'd like to play that ball, blah, blah, blah. And then he'd say, if you wouldn't mind, kind sir. Quit calling me kind sir. But what I'm saying is, that shit stuck with me. Not being kind or playing pool. The mind games that you have to play to win. There's mind games in everything that you do, and you have to play them, or you're going to lose. A lot of younger dudes out there don't appreciate what an old motherfucker like me has to offer. You remember... You remember how fantastic it was to see Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk. Well, check this out. Imagine being one of the first people to see Ali fight. Imagine seeing for the very first time in history a man go through an entire fight with his hands down, barely ever blocking a punch, bobbing and weaving, and frustrating his opponent until he got ready to knock the motherfucker out. Just imagine a motherfucking fighter so confident before the fight, he would predict which round he would knock the man out. And not only that, he would tell you what combination he was going to use to do it. And do it! You got to imagine a motherfucker when he fought and introduced us to the Ali Shuffle, a move he would use right before he knocked motherfuckers out. He introduced us to the rope-a-dope. And what was so cold about that was he challenged George Foreman, I think it was. He called George Foreman a dope. And he thought of the rope-a-dope to fight George Foreman so he could make you see that he was a dope. All I got to do is lay on the ropes for this dope. Come on, man. I'm just saying, that motherfucker single-handedly changed the way we saw boxing. And I am not trying to be him, but I am trying to get the way you see being a man and fucking with bitches to change. I am. That motherfucker was the first boxer to get part of the gate. He's the first athlete to make $1 million. And he was the fucking greatest. If there ever was a great one, it was him. And I want, not one, but it would really do me good for you to feel like engraving that on my grave. So this nigga was a goat. I was there and saw the undiluted version of what that motherfucker did. Just like everything else, you guys see the watered down version. And you think he the shit still. You see Floyd Mayweather doing this thing and think he the shit. But pound for pound, Ali would have fucking laughed at Floyd. I'm telling you, all that bobbing and weaving Floyd does is definitely dope. But it frills in comparison to Ali. Plus, one other fact that no one can take from Ali. He would kick your ass and knock you out when he was done. So, gem or jewel? A precious stone that has been cut and polished for use. I know when I say I am better than a gem, I know I'm talking shit. I'm pretty sure you know I talk shit too. But I'm not. I just know that a gem is not the highest quality of stone that you can get. That definition seems so simple for something as rare as a gem, but out of 100 fucking diamonds you see in your lifetime, you may never lay your eyes on gem quality. They don't even show you gems unless you request it. When you're shopping for your engagement ring or whatever, you got to say, well, I want to get something for my girl and I want a gem quality. And then they're not giving you nothing out of that case. They're going to either take you to the back or bring a special case out. What I'm saying is, when you think you are better than something, it's best to know the definition of what you're better than. I don't even wear jewelry that much anymore because it detracts from my value. You see, I passed the gem quality of being a person. I passed that up and now I'm on flawless. Gems are flawless. The highest quality of gem you can get is a flawless. And that will be me one day. You know, I'll be reading shit, and I was reading some shit on revenge and realized I always exacted revenge. But I did it in a way no one else really realized because I ignored shit and steadily rolled. Whoever was tripping with me about some shit, I would ignore their motherfucking ass and keep camping in their face, right in the same place as they are. Because that's how you do it. You don't try to get away from that shit. 310, what's up?
Yeah, I'm just now, okay, I'm unmuted now. I hear. Okay, I'm just now chiming in on the show. I just seen that it's fair, who do you owe and stuff. And if what I say, first of all, I ain't got no question. But if what I say anybody already said before I call, then you could just let me know, like, oh, someone already called and said that. But when you say, who do you owe, I'm going to say I owe myself. Once I say I want something or I'm going to do it or I want to do something, I automatically owe myself. Because as a man, you say you're going to do something for somebody, and I believe for myself, then you automatically, you got to stand on that. So if you don't do what you say you're going to do or what you want, then you're just faking, and I'm just gassing myself up.
All right, brother. I kind of agree with that, but now, I do agree. You do owe yourself. But let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
You're missing the point of the question. You can make what you're saying right. But are you saying there's nobody that taught you shit?
Oh, no. Oh, there's plenty. Even out.
Hey, bro, stop.
We could go down.
Stop. If it's plenty, why didn't you mention some of them? You only mentioned you.
Well, I could say you. I could say Steve.
I'm not saying who you could say. I'm saying the question was, who do you owe? Now, I can go for you saying yourself, because you do owe yourself. But that's not giving respect and credit to who you owe. Because there's other motherfuckers you owe. There's other motherfuckers taught you shit before you even knew you was teaching yourself shit. Actually, mm-hmm. it's probably other motherfuckers that made you see you need to give yourself respect as far as you owe yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Sure.
Okay, so I ain't saying you're wrong. Go ahead.
Go ahead, my bad. Oh, okay, yeah, I did think about that too. Like, you know, okay, my mom taught me, my dad taught me how to tie my shoe, mother, you know, all little things like that, all kind of stuff, even from a kid, even to adulthood, you know. I'm always a student and learning, you know. So,
right.
I agree with you.
All right,
too.
Bro.
I agree with
all
you.
Right. Hey,
all
listen, right, man, what I'm going to say to you, is I don't believe that last shit you was saying, but if you believe it, it's cool. 480, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud, what's going on, man?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Hey, I'm all good, man. I'm just here at work, but I just got two quick questions, then I'm going to hop off. And by the way, I'm 480. I'm the one that you sent part one and part two to the other day.
Okay. What you think? All right.
So,
what you think of the audio?
I haven't listened to it yet. I'm listening to a playlist of Hollywood Shante. Once I'm done all with right, that, right. I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the question?
Okay, so my first question is this: have you ever had so many desires and ambitions so great you started to think that you were crazy for even thinking that you could accomplish it all? That's the first one.
Yeah, SWU. Hey, yes, SWU, and yes, I'm thinking I can pimp.
Okay, all right, so let me go ahead and get on the second one then. So my second question is this. So, okay, not a question, but the other day I decided to create a timeline for my life for the next 8 years from 22 to 30 and so on for 20 years after that. How realistic is that, and what's your opinion on it?
Wait a minute, say that question again, man.
So I decided to create a timeline for my life, like,
you wait, stop,
for the next 8
wait,
years.
Stop.
Timeline.
Okay, listen, you said you started to create a timeline for the next 10 years?
For the next 8 years. From 22 to 30.
Well, you're 22 now, and this timeline is for the next 8 years.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
And for the next 10 to 20 years after that, how realistic is that, and what's your advice on it for somebody doing that?
Well, I mean, if it's realistic, it ain't no real fucking timeline goals. I mean, you know, goals are shit that's not unrealistic, but it's not something that's right there for you to have. So what I'm saying is,
okay,
you gotta have goals, and they do have to be realistic to the point that you can achieve them. But I mean, who in the fuck had a goddamn school that he taught the shit I'm teaching? That's not realistic. But I still got it, and I still thought it, and I still believed and did everything I could to get it started. And as I continue with it, where I'm going with it. That, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's a goal. You know, you start it,
yeah,
and
sure,
that's the game, and it keeps going, and be self-fulfilling.
All right. Hey, I'm working, man. I really am. I'm going to get it down.
All right, brother.
I'm
going
to have to get back to work, so. Yeah, for sure. I'm going to call back another day. I have some better questions.
All right, brother, for sure. Hey, I'm telling you guys, the one thing that I want from all of you is to stop needing enforcement. It's okay. If you need it, you need it. But you don't necessarily need it. What reinforces me is the results of me doing what I say I'm going to do. I mean, good or bad. I don't want nobody telling me man, that's a good idea. And then I think it's good. Fuck that. What I'm saying to you guys, the person who did wrong to me suffered. And they had, the way they suffered was having to see me roll down the block, lit up like a Christmas tree, Rolls Royce, and having hella hoes, and whatever this motherfucker was saying about me, he was thinking as he was looking at me. Don't match. Don't match whatsoever. So, to me, rolling in silence is the best revenge, because whatever the fuck you're talking about, nigga ain't stopping my motherfucking ass. That's me. Now, I watch a lot of fucking TV. And this is just something, I'm talking about stupidity. I was watching TV and this dude, he had a, I'm going to say McDonald's, but he had a fast food fucking bag and he was walking. And he walked by this car. And he looked in the car. Whatever got his attention. And it had the keys in it. And he looked at the car, he looked around, and then the nigga like went around to the front door and it was open. The fool get in the car and he started eating his food. Now the popo had set this up evidently, and they was lying in wait. And when the dude in the car took the keys out of the car and walked off, they wondered what the fuck was going on. What the fuck was going on? And, a few minutes later, the thief returned and he had a plastic bag in his hand. I'm telling you. He gets back in the car. Wait. That's right. At first, he was going to get something to eat and he saw the keys. Then he took the keys and he walked up to the fast food place. Then he came back. Then he came back and got in the car and started eating the lunch he had bought. And the popo, you know, they talking. They didn't know what the fuck to do. So they waited for him, and the dude finished his lunch. And believe me, you ain't going to believe this, because the popo couldn't believe what the fuck this dude did. He get a call, and it was interrupting his lunch. Now, they got this car wired, and they ain't heard shit until now. And the dude on the phone, he's like, I ain't doing nothing but here in the office. I'll be home in a while. Dude finishes what? Grab his coat, but before he drink it, he get out the car and put the keys back in the ignition. The popo is flabbergasted. They can't bust him. He didn't steal shit. He didn't break in. The dude left. He turns around and looks at the car and waves at it like, bye. Well, I'm saying, the popo just shook his head. He couldn't believe it. Well, I'm saying, you guys, you got to look at that shit. Times are hard. And things have dramatically changed. In the popo, in this instance, I think they was cool because they waited to see if he actually did anything. And since he didn't, all he did was get in there and eat. I mean, he didn't break no laws, I don't think. So they had to go with that. But think about this. That situation just made me think about homeless people. Do you help a person who's on the corner with a cup asking for some change, or do you pass them on? You know, there are very few people on those goddamn corners who are really you know, family people, and they just happen to follow Mark Tigers. Because that's where that shit started from. My dad on the gas station, and sometimes the car would break down when this person has been traveling, and they didn't prepare for this breakdown. And, you know, boss was telling you, I'll keep the car, you know, until you get back or whatever, if you've got the money. But they would go and stand on the corner and ask for handouts. That they would be fucked up because that's what they got to do. What I'm saying is today's motherfuckers, they see that is a hustle. So that's what they're doing. They're just on the corner. They got somewhere to go to be at home. They just look raggedy and all that kind of goddamn shit. So if I was sure that this person had fell on hard times, I would help them every time. I would help them every single time, but most of them, if not all of them, that I see, are out there hustling for whatever drug they want to get. I ain't mad at them. You know, I've seen the ones hustling, but, you know, they bring their children on the corner. But what they're doing is ruining that actual income for the motherfucker that really fell off and needed this for right now. I'm telling you, at one time I would never offer any assistance because they could be, if they could stand on the corner for several hours, they could work at McDonald's. And then I decided to help this motherfucker. And the reason I wanted to help him was because he looked at me. And he looked at as he could have fell on hard times. So I give the motherfucker $3. Tell him if I go get something to eat. And I, you know, I don't really pay attention to where I'm at. But I drive off, and wherever I had to go was down the street, and I went there. And on the way back, I passed this crack house, and I see this motherfucker standing in line, I guess to get his little bit. Now, what I'm saying is this. Now I pull up to him and I try not to look at him. Because I don't think I'm helping the motherfucker that's trying to buy dope and I give him some money and he go buy the dope. I don't think I'm helping him. So I don't really know which way to go, help or not help. But I'm really leaning towards not. And it's just important to me to feel right about what the fuck I do. The motherfuckers today are just like the internet people. You know, the internet motherfuckers, they hear of something, they might even buy it, and then they go break it down and turn it into something they trying to sell. Well, I'm saying, fellas, we are not that type of person. We are bigger and better than those type of people. I mean, hustlers found out that children help they take. Because real families on the road and didn't plan or didn't have enough money, you know, stand on the corner with their child embarrassed. Well, it's a must. To me, each time you give a vice-having motherfucker standing on a corner, get that motherfucker a dollar. Are you really healthy? If you really want to help them motherfuckers who for one reason or another are distressed, I think you should find a better way than to give your money to those people on the corner. Very seldom are they on the corner because they're hungry. First and foremost, I want you guys to know that I owe my position in life to God and second to me. I am the one who doubted, but pressed on. I am the one who had to endure the uncertainty of the life I chose. in a way I was lucky because I had men like Phil Moe, Delano, Lane Shante, Joe Cato, Wicked Cricket, and many others to idolize. I was also lucky in a way because I had my father who told me I could be the president of the motherfucking United States or at least the president of my own company. I also owe my position to a man named Michael McGriff. May he rest in peace. He's passed. He pushed me to pursue my education. He knew I was a pimp-ass nigga. But before I was a pimp-ass nigga, he is the one that actually got me into Sonoma State. He was my guidance counselor. He knew me as a person, and he knew when I was ready, I would pursue this treasure that I have, thanks to him. Now, there are many men I owe my position in life to. And to each one of them in my own way, I thank them. Most of them I thank personally. But there were a few that, you know, God called them before I realized how much they meant to me. I thank them now and I thank them earlier. But you want to know what's funny to me? Deep down inside, I know I wouldn't have been shit if my parents were any different. I salute all kinds of shit with you guys. But I want you to join me in the salute to Clinton and Lena Dixon, my wonderful parents who drove me to excellence in anything I do. I know I'm not the only one out there or out here that had parents who would not settle for second best. And if you had parents as swell as mine was, like this video. I never ask you to like my shit because my shit is, it's always deep. It's never as deep as this one is to me. But if you understand the importance of parents and different people in your life, the importance of them showing you the path, how to walk. I'm just saying that, just like this damn video. But a lot of niggas be talking about what I'm doing. Some of them actually understand, you know, what I'm doing. They shout encouraging words every chance they get. Some of them shout angry words based on me not being with the times or whatever. You just got to understand that there's something you young men will never know about an OG like me. You cannot hurt me with the shit you say. Because my life is, you know, and my past is right in front of me. I cover myself now, and I covered myself when I was in the game because I knew these days would come and I would need a spotless record. For a man to not be with the times, it would have to mean I wasn't synchronized with, you know, what's going on. Shit makes the world go round today. I'm up on it. What would you call a man that, okay, 832, I got you. What's up, man?
What's up, dog?
I'm good. What's happening?
Man, chilling, bro. Hey, quick question, man. I be hearing you talking shit. But, bro, what's a peckerwood?
A white boy?
Okay, all right, well, shit. I was assuming that. I just wanted to make sure I was, you know what I'm saying, double check.
All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it, bro. Keep teaching.
All right, bro. So, what I'm saying is, what would you call a man that has a formal education? Excels at technology-driven learning. Is currently in the top 2% of people that graduated in my master's. And I've lived to speak about life and all its wonders. What would you call a man that communicates with CEOs, education professors, and administrators, as well as gang-banging motherfuckers? It never ceases to amaze me at the lack of insight to life I'm shown on a daily basis by young men who believe they know it all. I thought I knew it all when I was their age. But knowing it all back then included knowing how to recognize shit from sugar no matter what form it showed itself in. When priceless information was bestowed on me, I'm talking about whatever it was, whether it was about the game or about life in general, I always listened. I never in my life felt as though I was jocking some motherfucker. But I damn sure hung on to some of their every words for months or even years at a time. I'm not dated. I'm totally up on what the fuck I need to know to be viable today. So what I'm saying is, shit, I'm just a mature gentleman of leisure. I usually wake up and start thinking about what I'm going to write to you motherfuckers about this game. And I look at all the situations you have and want another opinion on it. And I say to myself, if only these motherfuckers would listen. You have no idea how upsetting it is to wake up and read some bullshit said about the life I led. But I don't fuck with Facebook that much, so that's becoming less and less. You know, I choose my own poison. There's only a few of you motherfuckers out there lucky enough to have had a father or an uncle or some other OG that you can communicate with. But the rest of you will simply have to learn the hard way. But I will say this. Just because you're getting money from a hoe does not make you a pimp. Just because you have ambitions do not make you a motherfucking man. Today's hoes and men, and women will respond to a lamppost. If that lamppost had arms, today's women would fuck with them. So I said that to say, are you a lamppost? Or do you have some motherfucker to thank for making you not be a lamppost? Now, you guys, I think today, Monday, I got so much motherfucking shit to do. I'm finna go, motherfuckers. I'm out.